Mark Sandman of the Boston rock trio Morphine died on stage this weekend while performing at a music festival in Italy. Unlike traditional rock bands, Morphine's music was based almost entirely on a two-string bass, a saxophone, and drums. Popular among students and critics, both in the U.S. and abroad, the band's success never reached a wider audience. NPR's Guy Raz has an appreciation.
At a time when rock bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam defined rock music with their guitar-heavy, angst-ridden anthems, Morphine opted for a more understated, mellow sound. The jazz and blues-based rock Sandman created lent the music a sexy, film noir-like tone. His heavy bass riffs and deep, monotone voice evoked the sense of a cramped, smoke-filled club, whether the band played on a large outdoor stage or in their regular appearances at the Middle East, a small club in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Taxi, taxi, hotel, hotel, I got the whiskey, baby, I got the whiskey, I got the cigarette.
For years before he formed Morphine in the early 1990s, Sandman was a taxi driver in Boston and frontman for the blues band Treat Her Right. But it wasn't until he founded Morphine that Sandman gained a critical following. After their first album, Good, received positive reviews, Morphine's second release, Cure for Pain, sold nearly 300,000 copies. His lyrics had an improvised quality, and his mysterious stage presence epitomized the solitary cool of a beat poet. Indeed, Sandman cited Jack Kerouac as a major influence for his spoken word poetry.
Kerouac. Yeah. Kerouac. His words, the words, so many words, just all brothers of the same horn, sisters of the saxophone.
Sandman's work appeared on soundtracks for such films as Get Shorty and Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. He died last Saturday at the age of 47 of a heart attack. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.
I was once sitting on top of the world, I really had things in my hand. Something went wrong, I'm not sure what. And now I'm sitting here at home alone. People that wanna give you free advice, well, it's something that I always try. But you get what you pay for, that's what I say. And now I'm paying and paying and paying.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.